Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your host, Omar Chant, and we are talking NFL Draft. And today we have the Tulsa running back, Ray Taylor, here on the C2P. Ray, we appreciate you stopping by. Prior to going live, we were talking about, you know, the ability that you get your pro day out of the way. It was March 10th, and we'll get into the details of it. But what, how much of a big exhale of fresh air was it to kind of get that behind you?
I took a real big breath. It was great to have it early and have it out off my list of things to do. I mean, I was excited for it, but when it was over, it felt great.
Nice. And kind of take us through there. I mean, where were you kind of getting your combine prep and everything done at?
I was in Florida. I was working out at IMG. That's in Bradenton, Florida. I was working there for about 6 months, and they really helped me make sure I was comfortable doing everything when it came down to pro day. I took it seriously, so by the time pro day came around, it was just about having fun and doing what I've been working to do. It was a good time.
Nice. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to pay the facility a visit at the East-West Shrine game,
yeah.
Me and another guy. And it, I mean, for the folks out there listening, IMG is probably one of the top combine training facilities. And besides that, I mean, they do tennis, golf, I mean, anything you can think of. But you were there every day. Ray, tell the folks, I mean, this place is, I mean, did you have your own Gatorade? I know that they have the, you know, the science lab right there where they test your sweat. Were you one of those guys too?
I got there the week after they did those testings. But yeah, they all did that. But, I mean, yeah, the facilities are ridiculous. I have a younger brother that's playing basketball there, so he's living there, and I was thinking about going back up there. It's everything is a little too convenient, and it's just it's a great place to be for an athlete, no matter what sport you play.
Definitely, definitely. Once again, IMG getting the most out of the guys that they train. And for you, I think speaks volumes to how your pro day went. I mean, 4.440. I mean, great times there, great broad, great vert. I mean, obviously, I think they – you know, maximize the athletic ability you had. But, I mean, I'm curious. I mean, Ray Taylor, Pop Warner, Pee-wee, were you that kid if you were playing? Were you scoring touchdown after touchdown?
I was. I got to play on my older brother's team when I was younger. I just always loved football. I had to beg my mom for years to let me play when I finally could. It was just something I really grabbed a hold of and enjoyed. Also, I was doing touchdown left and right. Yeah,
excellent stuff. And so obviously you've carried that trade on, and obviously you've been, you know, you played at some pretty damn programs. I mean, so you get to high school. Obviously, you know, the numbers and everything you're doing there is phenomenal. Obviously, you're getting a lot of looks collegiately. I mean, kind of talk about it, what it was like leaving high school and some of the choices you made, and you know, and how you kind of began your collegiate journey.
After high school, it took me a while to commit to a sport completely because I was always in love with basketball. But it was like, and so I kept telling my mom, football, that has to be the sport. I was put on this earth to play football as well, I always felt like. And so eventually what it came down to is me. I walked on to Oklahoma State and enjoyed it there, loved it there. They gave me all the opportunity I could have asked for. And I mean, that was a great experience, and football has always, you know, it's always stayed as a motivation, big part of my life from there on.
And definitely, and you've been able to accomplish quite a bit in the time that you've spent between OK State and Tulsa. For you, I mean, kind of talk about, I mean, when does it kind of get to the point, I mean, maybe your coaches say something to you, maybe you have some good games against great opponents. I mean, how do you kind of get the mindset that, you know what I'm doing kind of on Saturdays has an opportunity to get me to, you know, Sunday afternoons?
It's something I'm always comfortable in the field. Like, I always feel right, and I'm always in the right mind. So when the time comes when I'm finally playing, and no matter who the competition is against, I still, like, I feel like I'm I can play with the best out there, and it's just something. If I feel this comfortable and I enjoy playing this much, like, there has to be more for me to do, and I'll play football until I can't walk anymore.
That's a great, we've done a lot of shows, Ray, and I've never kind of heard that response. You just kind of feel calm about it. No, really, man. Because we kind of ask basically the same questions all the guests that come on, and like I said, that's
right.
One of the rare great response. Again, great response, and one again, great running back talent here on the C2P. Ray Taylor here talking some NFL draft. Fortunate enough to get that pro day out of his way, and now he can just concentrate on team visits, maximizing what he needs to do to get to this next level. And remember, folks, we're closing in April 27th through the 29th. Things are going to be getting underway in Philadelphia for that 2017. NFL draft. For you, I mean, you're compact and shifty. I think that's apparent, and obviously you're athletic, but I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you being a running back? I mean, what are those qualities where they're going to kind of look at you and say, hey, Ray, we love this about you and we love that about you?
They're going to love that I mean, as a pet peeve, if I was a coach, I wouldn't be able to handle a running back that's running out of bounds and, you know, has fear of contact, whatever. Like, I don't want the play to end unless I'm in the end zone. And I fight for that every play. That's something I take pretty seriously. So I think they'll like my fight. And I'm not afraid of contact. I have a pretty big passion for the game, and I think it shows when I play.
Definitely, and I was watching some of your highlight runs. I know the one play, I think you got hit at the 5, and just the guy bounced off you, and you just kind of rambled
right
into the end zone. Like, that was great. That was a pretty great play. You probably remember it. We're talking today, does anything go unnoticed? I mean, I ask this because there's things that film doesn't reveal. I mean, leadership qualities. Are you a game film junkie? I mean, are you a weight room warrior? What are some of those things that scouts won't be able to identify that you're talented at just by not seeing you on film?
Yeah, I take the weight room pretty seriously. And as far as, you know, the people that I connect with, I'm pretty good at keeping them just as motivated and getting everybody pretty high spirits, getting them in high spirits. And then in the weight room, film room, I know I take that seriously. That's something that has been pretty much taught into me, but because I've seen the benefit of going into a situation after reviewing film over and over again versus just going into it blindly, and I do appreciate the work that can benefit from watching film. So,
it's a lot, man. It's a lot. Like, a lot goes into what we see on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. People think you guys just kind of show up and put the helmet on, but there's a lot of intangibles that you got to maximize. I think Ernest Biner was down there as well at IMG. I mean, what was it like working with him, and did he pay you any nice compliments during your time training?
Yeah. He real good coach. He helped me out a lot, and we did a lot of board work and went over a bunch of drills that I would have to be ready for. Helped me a little bit with blocking, catching, and all that stuff. And I think he's happy with my training. You can ask him, and he'll put in. I'm sure he'll put in a pretty good word in for me. He likes to say I remind him of himself when he was younger, getting ready for the draft. But I mean, yeah, that's he'll speak highly of me. I'm sure.
Definitely. I'm sure he would as well. Like I said, there's nothing like a teacher and a pupil, and definitely taking pride in what you're doing.
And sometimes this happens. I mean, because I do pro days. I mean, I know how they kind of interact. I mean, it can be a very non-sociable event, or, you know, you can kind of get grabbed and pulled to the side. But did anybody grab you afterwards? You talk to any team?
Yeah, I talked to a couple people afterwards. It was pretty calm. Atmosphere. I was just out there having fun, but there wasn't too much dialogue going on as far as the pro day. It was just a good experience.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's a unique thing. It's kind of a a strange day in a weird way. I mean, you know, you kind of arrive, right. There's a lot riding on it, and, you know, depending on where you're at, they'll have you roped off. I've been to some small schools where, you know, kids are, you know, other college kids are just playing Frisbee while you're trying to run your 40.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're just like, man, these grades stick with you, man. That's what it is. It's like, you know, Ray Taylor got hit in the head by a Frisbee running his 40, and he's going to get docked for it, but, you know. So it's part of these. Do you get comparisons to anyone? Is there anyone that you look at the next level and say, hey, when I watch this guy carry the ball, I kind of see a little bit of myself?
There was. I used to get someone a lot. I know back when Mike Hart was playing at Michigan, people used to say him. When
I can totally see the Mike Hart.
K-State running back, and he played. I can't remember his name. I'm drawing a blank. But pretty much any shifty, shorter back, they'll throw out that comparison real quick. Growing up, one of my favorite running backs was always Eddie George, and I didn't really build to his stature, but I loved how he played the game. But as far as comparisons, I've had so many names thrown at me, I can't even pick one out right now.
Nice. And I you know what it is? Watching you play and then you saying you love Eddie George, it kind of really puts this thing full circle, is you really do relish the idea. You know, I think in your mind you are that 6'4", 240-pound power back, right?
Right.
Because, I mean, Eddie George is about as big as I've seen him come.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you talk about a physical presence. I mean, yeah, I mean, that is a massive guy. I even if I was a pro defensive tackle, I wouldn't want to trying to tackle Eddie George. Ray, we are almost out of time. I can't believe we're almost out of airtime to share with you today. But before we wrap things up, we always like to have some fun and throw you a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Now, do you have any game day superstition?
I do not.
No? That's kind of nice.
Nope. It's a superstition to have a superstition to me. I make sure there's not something I'm consistently like aware of that I'm doing every time. That way I won't be able to mess it up.
I like that. You know, we had a kid on not too long ago, and he says I don't have. He said I'm mentally strong. He goes, I don't let anything affect me. And he kind of just kept saying it throughout the show. I'm like, cool. I said, you got any superstitions? He goes, yeah. He goes, I have two. And he goes, and if I don't get those done on game day, he goes, I'm done. I go, I might not even suit up. And I was like, I thought you said you're mentally strong. He's like, well, I'm mentally strong. I was like, I was kind of laughing. It's like, all right. That way, sometimes the superstitions, they benefit you, and sometimes they get you derailed. Your head coach, Coach Montgomery, does anybody on the team do a great impersonation of Coach Montgomery? And if they do, would they be inclined to do it in front of him?
Yeah, they'll do it in front of him. Yeah, a couple people got their impressions. Most of the time it's them throwing up signals and stuff. Yeah, they got some characters on that team. So there'll be a lot of that. And they'll do it in front of them.
Nice. That's cool, man. I like it when the coach can take a joke. Female celebrities, Ray. If you could take out any female celebrity, who are you taking out for a bite to eat?
Alicia Keys.
Oh, man, I love you.
Alicia Keys. I grew up thinking I was going to marry her.
Yeah, I'm glad. You know, she used to be such a big name on the show. You know, and then she just kind of...
Really?
You know, I mean, she used to be like a title cadet. We kind of keep tally of the name we name after we do the final show, before the draft.
Uh-huh.
We always just kind of say who wins. And, you know, it used to be like her, Halle Berry. They would kind of fight. Now it's just like Beyonce, Rihanna, Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce.
Nope.
You know?
I'll never let go of Alicia Keys.
There you go, man. I like the dedication of that. And then the final question for you. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes on the shoes. You could have any of your shoes painted or themed out. What kind of idea would you want sprayed on there?
On a shoe? It'd be cool if something relative to Dragon Ball Z was on there.
Nice. I get some of Dragon Ball Z, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not the first guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about that.
Excellent, man. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by. Obviously, you're going to be a busy man. I'm sure you're going to get some workouts and stuff coming your way in the near future, but safe travels. We always like to stay humble, stay healthy, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Anytime. Once again, that is Ray Taylor, the standout running back. And I tell you what, folks, this kid is a dynamic, young, compact little shifty guy, if you watch his tape, you kind of see it, but being able to talk to him, you kind of really get the sense of this kid, he's got a lot of dog, a lot of fight in him. Like I said, he's a worker out there, and I loved when he said what he loves best, and if he was a coach, he wouldn't be able to handle seeing his running backs run out of bounds. I love that. I do. I love that. As a running back guy, you got to love that. And if you want to listen to this show again, we'll find out more about Ray Taylor. You simply log on to iTunes, Players Platform Show, the Blog Talk Radio, and obviously we'll be featuring his bio page at collegeofpro.com. That said, we appreciate you guys stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a collegeofpro.com exclusive.